scheduling is a home horror meeting, so that works too.
We're recording.
Alright, so it is August 29th at about 6:12. And we're going to call the Soldier Hollow Charter School Board of Trustees meeting to order. Roll call.
Michael Thorwegan.
Amy.
Amy Leslie.
Aaron.
Aaron Merriweather.
And Ryan Taylor. We also have Babe Phillips and Samantha Hughes. Second item on the agenda, any public comment? Seeing none because there's no public that logged in. We'll go on to the agenda. Dave, you had an update on a grant for us, I believe.
I do. So I need board approval for early literacy grant. I'm going to present really quick. Let's see. So I'm going to share this on your screen. Can everybody see that?
Yes. Perfect. Yep.
Okay, so we're just going to walk through this. This is the amount of money that we'll get from the state for this grant. It's due no later than September 1st by 5 p.m., which is why we're doing this. So this grant money is really in support of early literacy. That's both in math and reading, grades K through 3. It's meant to support people and supplies that support literacy and literacy instruction in the school. This first part here just kind of goes through the assessment tools that we use. We have Acadience, which is the state testing tool that we use to measure how well our students are learning, and they're categorized as red, yellow, green, and blue. You know, green being proficient, blue being above, and yellow and red being below proficient. So we use diagnostic tools, of course, phonics survey, the PASS, I believe, is what we use for students in special education or in kindergarten. And then we monitor students' progress regularly through Acadience testing. Teachers do that regularly, and we're in the middle of beginning of year Acadience testing right now. This is an explanation of how all of that aligns with student needs and tier 2 and tier 3 intervention. What that means is tier 1 is like general instruction for everyone. Tier 2 is students who may need a little support, you know, who aren't quite getting where they need to be. And then tier 3 is generally like specialized instruction, you know, they're being pulled out of class and getting some one-on-one attention with a special educator or something like that. So the evidence-based curriculum that we use for instruction for mathematics is Bridges, description of following the mathematic components. This is our tier one and what that looks like, how we take care of this, what that instruction looks like on the tier one level, and then how we use mathematics assessments. And then our tier two and tier three for mathematics are explained here. This is essentially an explanation of our special education interventions and other interventions that we use for students who may be struggling with math. Let's see. And then this is how we make sure that it's aligned to student needs through assessments and progress monitoring. We make sure that what we're using to help improve, you know, student proficiency is aligned with the gaps that they have in their learning. Okay, so with that, we have three goals that we are required to have. And just so you understand this process, there's like a pre-approval process. We created this plan, sent it to the state, and then they send it back to us saying, well, these are all the ways that you need to fix this. And they say, these percentages should be here, these numbers should be here. And I say, okay, great. And then we adjust those numbers and send it back, and they say, you're approved. So it's a little funky because it's kind of like they're writing the grant for you almost, or the plan, but we have to do it. So it's a little tedious that way. All in all, these goals that we have, they have to be grade specific. And, my computer's freaking out. Don't do this. Sorry, just a second. Come on, please stop. I had some issues today. My enter key kept getting hit and it, I couldn't adjust it. Okay, we're in a good place right now. Okay, so really quick goals. So it has to be great specific, and we have to have a beginning of year to end of year, like this is how we're going to grow and this is how we're going to improve. So this is our second grade teachers and interventionists will increase percentage of second grade students at or above benchmark where they're supposed to be from beginning to end of year through Acadian's reading accuracy by 12%. And this is how they'll do it. So we're going to see a 12% increase in reading accuracy in second grade this year from beginning to end of year. Our second goal is early math. Second grade will increase percentage of students scoring at or above benchmark on Acadian's math computation by 16% from beginning to end of year, and explaining how we're going to do that. And then early literacy mathematics. This is similar to the one above, but this one's for third grade. So we're required to have three goals. We decided to target second and third grade, and 16% is the target that we're at. Overall, this grant, you know, these goals are important, and the grant requires us to specify goals. But at the end of the day, this grant money is utilized to help support students who are not where we would like them to be in their reading and their math. And it helps us to pay for those interventionists, their employment at the school, and also the supplies that they utilize, you know, the actual instruction materials that they use to help students learn to read and make sure that they know how to do their math in those K through 3 grades. So does anybody have any questions?
So what's the actual dollar amount?
The actual dollar amount is just over $14,000.
$14,001, $14,036.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. And are the goals that we put in there attainable?
Yeah, so actually those numbers were... they were lower when we wrote the plan, but the state pushed back, and they said, well, based on the data we're looking at and what you've done in the past, your goals should really be here, so please make that adjustment to your plan. And so I said, okay, because it's not really a matter of discussion. It's like, well, if you want us to approve your plan, you need to set it to these numbers. It seemed, personally, it seemed a little high for me. But that is what the state pushed back, and that's based on data that they're looking at, and that's what we put in the plan.
But you think the numbers, even though they're higher, they're still attainable? We can hit those targets?
Yeah, I do. I am a little bit concerned that those numbers, especially in the second grade, we saw quite a bit of growth because there's quite a few deficiencies with those grades who are heavily affected by COVID, so they're looking at data that, that is probably a little bit skewed because of some of the learning gaps that were created by COVID. So that's my only concern there. Do I think we can do it? Yeah, like we have an awesome team. We have incredible interventionists, but I don't know that there's as much growth potential. But that said, we're in the middle of like beginning of year testing right now, so we don't even know where like those grades are sitting right now.
Okay. And what happens if we miss those goals? Do we have to give the money?
No, we just have to give an explanation. No, we're held accountable to the state. We don't have to give the money back. We have to report to them how we use those funds. But no, there's not going to be you didn't hit your target, so give us that money back.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and most of the money right now in the budget, we have to kind of specify generally how that money will be spent. Generally, the majority of that money right now will be allocated to pay the salaries of interventionists, mostly part-time employees, who are those reading and math specialists, paraprofessionals. The majority of the money is allocated for that. There's a chunk of it also for supplies, curriculum needs and tools
that those interventionists use to help support reading and math.
Great. So, any other questions? Nope. I would accept the motion.
I will motion that we accept the grant. No, that we ask for a grant. I mean, accept the grant.
So, that we approve, so I think you need to approve the plan.
Application plan.
Yeah. You approve the early literacy plan. Yeah.
Okay. Did you get that, Sam? That's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have a second for what Sam wrote down?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any more discussion on the motion? Seeing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Yay!
That's the end of our agenda and our meeting tonight. Would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting tonight on August the 29th, 2023.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 We stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Welcome.
Thanks.